Good evening, good evening, good evening. Happy Friday and welcome to the Night Owl. It's been a while, guys, and too long, so it's good to be back. And if this is your first time joining, then welcome. And if you're a frequent visitor, it's so good to have you back. Content may contain adult language and scenarios that may not be suitable for all audience members, so listener's discretion is always advised. If you like what you're listening to on a podcast, head on over to iTunes, subscribe, comment, rate, and review. It goes a long way and it's a big help. Now that we got that out of the way, dinner parties. Not everyone's a fan of them, and with good reason. Some people have bad cooking skills, and other people are just interesting guests. Either way you have it, tonight's story will make you think twice. So lock your doors, check your windows, and get comfortable. You won't be sleeping tonight. I give you potluck. The first to admit that I'm not a huge fan of group activities. I'll typically try to avoid them. I remember this one time there was a get to know your neighbor get together, and I purposely went out of town because truly and respectfully, fuck that. I know enough, so thank you. It's interesting because even as adults, there are still those experiences that remind you of grade school. You got your clicks, your poor communication skills, intrusiveness, or someone getting pissed drunk and spilling all the Boston tea. Yeah, you heard me. Things are opening back up and people couldn't wait to congregate or just to share space again. I got spoiled by the solitude and I enjoyed my peace. You know what I mean? I don't say that too loudly because apparently wanting to be alone is blasphemous and considered weird. But it's been a lot to handle personally. Watching everything reopen so quickly in this back to normal energy, polluting the air, it's a lot to take in. Now, I'm not a complete recluse. I have my people that I love to spend time with in a relaxing setting, but I personally just want to take my time getting reintroduced back into the world, if that makes sense. My wife, on the other hand, is a social butterfly and lives for some gatherings. Video calls have been her saving grace, and she took it as far as blocking out appointment times with her friends to actually chat. There was some kind of potluck orchestrated between her and some other people, and I was not allowed to bail. It's her piece, and I honor that, so I'm doing my best to put on my happy face for her. And she's also adamant that I bake something because that's my thing, but I will say, when I bake, it's different when I'm looking forward to actually baking and versus me being forced to do so. I just feel like there's a lot less love that goes into it. Maybe a little less sugar, too. We knew some of the people that'd be there, but there'd be a few newcomers as well. Also, I'm not a fan of meeting new people. At this point in adulthood, a lot of the conversations are just filling space rather than actually having a conversation, if you know what I mean. It's the what do? If you have kids, you can use them as buffers and talk about whatever. And honestly, that's why I enjoy quiet. But can be kept to yourself. And we live in a high-profile neighborhood, so I already know there'd be a pissing contest at this potluck. Everyone would try to one-up another. I'm sure most of these fuckers can't and don't even cook. I would pass off a catered dish as something they've prepared. I sound like a grump, but I'm sure I'm speaking for a lot of people. Needless to say, I do love this area. It's diverse, it's dope, and I see people that look like me, and I also see people that don't. And that feels amazing. And because of that, I'm sure there'll be a plethora of different dishes. We arrived to our friend's house first. They live on the hill, and yes, it's as lavish as you think it is. He's a producer, and his husband runs a sports magazine. They're our closest friends out here, but we don't get to see them much. So safe to say I've been looking forward to it. They were inviting some of their new neighbors over and friends, but we intentionally arrived first just to catch up and share the space before they had to play host. The conversations to me were more real that way, you know? They've been doing well, and I'm happy to see that it's earned, and truly it's deserved. Oh, I'm a chef, by the way, and wifey. She's an author. Our other close friends, one is an actor and the other a doctor. The doctor friend was bringing some newcomers that he met at the hospital. Didn't know much about them, just knew that they were coming. And people were finally starting to arrive, and as expected, the awkward conversations began. The food looked great, and I could also tell that it was catered, but they didn't need to know that. The night wasn't as bad as I thought it'd be. They all seemed cool. The physician seemed normal enough and seemed really intentional about getting to know us, what our hobbies were, our gym routine, the food that we ate, etc. Seemed innocent enough, and there was enough food to feed a small army, so I made sure to try a little bit of everything. As the night continued, things seemed to be going well. My mom, she had this thing about not eating everybody's food because you don't know where it's coming from. But I mean, sometimes you don't feel like cooking. Am I right? So we continued eating, continued chatting, and I didn't remember much else. I woke up in the hospital. So did my wife. So did our friends. Even our doctor friend. We were all trying to figure out what the hell happened. And even how we all got here. The doctor came and told us that we were lucky because people usually don't survive such a high dose of horse tranquilizer. What the fuck? Like, horse tranquilizer? If they broke the news, I winced a little bit because it felt like someone ripped out my intestines. Comes to find out, I wasn't too far off. They took one of my kidneys. Each of us had some organ removed. Those new neighbors knew their way around the body. The police were called. When our producer friend didn't show up to set, there was a concern, so sent someone to the house. That's not the interesting part. By the time the police arrived, we were already stitched up. Each one of us. So there you have it. Since we're back in business, you could expect another story to keep you up at night. Or just a little seed planted in your head to keep you going through your day. Have a good weekend. Sleep tight.